And now it's time for Friday Morning Scattershoot with your old pal Junior Miller right here on Sports Radio 1310 and 96.7 FM, The Ticket.
And it's brought to us by Raising Cane's Chicken Fingers, scatter shooting while wondering whatever happened to the mannequin challenge.
Gone.
That what was the mannequin one? Is that planking or owling?
No, it's where everyone is still in the room, you know, and you go through and sometimes in a locker room, like football teams did it, you go around a corner and everyone looks like a mannequin.
That was a thing for about 1 week.
Yeah.
I'm about to do the ice bucket challenge.
And that's also
that done?
Come and gone. Yeah.
Is it already done?
Yeah.
Okay.
As you might expect with such a high-scoring game, an unusual game, and a game featuring the Patriots, there were 31 Super Bowl records either broken or tied on Sunday night in Houston. Many by Tom Brady, but a few interesting and impressive ones by New England running back James White, who set the record for most points scored in a Super Bowl with 20, most catches in a Super Bowl with 14, and he became the first player in all of postseason history to have at least 10 catches, 100 receiving yards, and 2 rushing touchdowns in a game.
How about that?
Bill Belichick now holds the record for most Super Bowl wins by a coach with 5. He is one shy of the all-time NFL record for most championships won by a coach. Both George Halas and Curly Lambeau each won 6 NFL titles in the pre-Super Bowl era.
Mm-hmm.
Lady Gaga's halftime performance drew rave reviews, and it also drew the second largest television audience for any Super Bowl halftime show. 117 million people tuned in, second only to the Katy Perry halftime show of 2 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
And with football ending, we now turn our attention to basketball, hockey, and soon, baseball. The USA Today came out with their big league predictions this week, and they've got the Rangers going 89-73, finishing one game back of Houston in the AL West.
Oh, yeah.
They do have Texas getting the top wild card spot, with the division winners in the junior circuit predicted to be Boston and Cleveland, along with the Astros. In the senior circuit, they like the Cubs to finish with 99 wins, the best record in baseball, with the Nationals and Dodgers winning the other two divisions. In a statistical oddity last week, the NBA's two most storied franchises, the Lakers and the Celtics, were actually tied for most regular season wins in league history. Each, for a couple of days, had exactly 3,252 victories. And their next game, as chance would have it, was against each other.
No way.
The Celtics won 113-107 and broke the tie. Top-ranked Gonzaga had a really impressive run the end of January. They went 266 straight minutes, or 6 straight games, without ever trailing for a single second.
Dang. Wow. Lucky.
They finally fell behind Santa Clara 5-4, but ended up winning the game handily.
P1 a long time ago gave me a Gonzaga basketball shirt. I still have it because it's the most comfortable shirt I've ever had.
Wow. That's a random
note. Breaking note.
On Wednesday night, the St. Louis Billikens men's basketball team lost a road game at St. Bonaventure 70-55. After the game, the players and coaches headed out back of the arena to board their team bus, but it wasn't there. The bus driver, Linda Edmister, got drunk during the game while sitting in the bus and decided just to take off driving. New York State Police located the bus using a GPS tracking device 35 miles from the arena. They arrested the driver, charged her with DWI. Meanwhile, the team had to take a new bus out to the old bus to recover all of their belongings, then bus back to the airport. What should have been a 30-minute journey turned into a 3-hour ordeal.
Wow.
We had a record set in the sport of badminton when Mats Pierre Kolding, in a match last Saturday in India's Premier Badminton League, returned a volley at a world's record speed for a shuttlecock, 265 miles per hour.
Whoa.
Good Lord. I had no idea they could travel that fast.
Yeah. We lost a sports legend this week when Roger Wachowiak passed away less than a month from his 90th birthday, while Kowiak was the oldest living Tour de France winner, having won his country's home race in 1956. And he won the race that year without winning a single stage. In fact, he's the only rider in Tour history to win the race overall without ever winning a single stage his entire Tour career. He only held the title of oldest living Tour winner for 2 months.
Off.
Referencing back to our Muse story about the oldest living American. Following the death in December of the fiery Swiss Ferdy Kubler, the Eagle of Addiswil, who won the 1950 Tour and who passed away at the tender age of 97.
Mm, boy, that's a long life, 97 and 90, almost 90, right?
Yep. And so now the oldest living Tour winner is Federico Bahamontes, the Eagle of Toledo. He's 88 years old.
Think you could ride his age? Could you ride 88 miles?
No, I don't think so.
Fignon's still alive, isn't he?
No, he passed away. U.S. News and World Report released their 2017 list of the best places to live in the United States. And Austin, Texas ranks number one this year.
Represent.
Knocking Denver from the top spot. Criteria included job market, cost of living, commute time, and time spent outdoors. Denver fell one spot to number two, followed by San Jose, California, Washington, D.C., and Fayetteville, Arkansas.
Go Hogs.
Seattle was sixth, Raleigh-Durham seventh, Boston eighth, with Des Moines and Salt Lake City rounding out the top 10. Dallas-Fort Worth ranked 15th in their top 100.
Okay.
Yo, fool.
Okay.
Pretty good little ranking.
Not pretty bad. Good little ranking. Sure.
We were right behind Charlotte and right ahead of San Francisco.
Hey, guys.
Houston was 20th, San Antonio 23rd.
Don't tell him to shut up. He's doing a segment.
He's talking to you.
Oh.
This week's least competent criminal is 27-year-old Joshua West, who was arrested in Florida last week driving with an ingenious license plate cover that he could raise and lower remotely from his keychain, thus avoiding identification by cameras.
Whoa. Uh-oh. Heads up.
As he passed through the turnpike checkpoints. But at a $1.25 toll plaza, he had neglected to check his rearview mirror before lowering the cover, and failed to notice that right behind him in line was a Florida Highway Patrol car with a trooper watching the whole thing.
Busted.
So West got arrested in the East.
Right, Norm?
Yes,
because
Norm.
Because his last name is West.
We get it.
But the state of Florida in which the arrest occurred
no is need for the explanation.
On the East.
And finally, there's a factory in northern Minnesota which makes the Tickle Me Elmo toys. The toy laughs when you tickle it under the arms.
And those are still made.
Well, Linda is hired at the Tickle Me Elmo factory, and she reports for her first day promptly at 8 a.m. The next day at 8:45 a.m., there's a knock at the personnel manager's door. The foreman throws open the door and begins to rant about the new employee. He complains that she's incredibly slow, and the whole line is backing up, putting the entire production line way behind schedule. The personnel manager decides he should see for himself, so the two men march down to the factory floor. When they get there, the line is so backed up that there are Tickle Me Elmos all over the floor. At the end of the line stands Linda, surrounded by mountains of Tickle Me Elmos. She has a roll of plush red fabric and a huge bag of small marbles. The two men watch in amazement as she cuts a little piece of fabric, wraps it around the two marbles, and begins to carefully sew the little package between Elmo's legs. The personnel manager bursts into laughter, then approaches Linda and says, "I'm sorry, but I think you misunderstood the instructions I gave you yesterday. Your job is to give Elmo 2 test tickles."
Okay, my first objection is this joke had to be from 1996 or something.
Your second objection is that this joke is great.
Yeah, it's funny.
How is that an objection?
That's Friday Morning Scatter Shooting, the highest rated radio segment in the history of the universe.
Thanks for hanging out with your old pal Junior Miller for another edition of Friday Morning Scatter Shooting. We'll see you next Friday, right here on Sports Radio 1310 and 96.7 FM, The Ticket.